You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Some timely news that we have. One notable absence from camp today is Josh Hamilton. What's going on with Josh?
Well, Josh had his knee repaired last June, had a torn ACL, was cleared to play in December, came into camp feeling good, swinging the bat well, doing everything he needed to do. On Tuesday, he did some running, medium speed running, and he felt a little tweak in the left knee. So they've sent him back to Houston to see Dr. Walt Lowe, who did the surgery in June. And Rangers are going to just have to wait to see what's going on with Josh. I mean, he's had three operations on this knee in the last 18 months. So anytime he feels something in that knee, it's a concern.
The Rangers top of the rotation, Battery and Darvish and Lucroy, they're going to be free agents at the end of this season. But they're looking to get some extensions done possibly this spring. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, John Daniels told us that the lines of communication are open. He's not going to reveal anything more than that. They want to keep it quiet. They don't want it to be a distraction. Both Yu Darvish and Jonathan Lacroix want to stay with the Rangers. They like it here. They enjoy it here. But you got to work out a contract. And I think if they don't get it done in spring training, they could end up being free agents at the end of the season. So it's something the Rangers are definitely going to explore behind the scenes.
Speaking of Yu Darvish, how important is it, not only for you, but the entire pitching staff, that he's healthy this spring?
Yeah, he's a huge part of the staff. There's no doubt about it. He has the stuff of a number one pitcher. A guy can, you know, wipe out a lineup. We've seen him almost throw no hitters, perfect games. He's a tremendous talent. You know, Tommy John surgery a couple years ago, big setback. He came back strong last year. Rangers think he'll even go higher this year, full strength, at ease in his mind, no concerns about the elbow. They're looking for a big year from Yu Darvish, and they need it. They need that number one guy.
With the departure of a couple of familiar faces in Lewis and Holland, how do you see the back end of this rotation shaping up?
Well, they signed Andrew Kashner, and they think this guy has a high ceiling. He pitched for the Padres, did well, had some physical issues last year, got traded to the Marlins. They think this guy's pitched at TCU in Fort Worth. They think this guy's going to be really comfortable in Texas, really motivated to do well, and he'll probably be the number four starter behind Hamels, Perez, and Darvish. And the fifth spot is open because they like Tyson Ross, but he's coming back from thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. They think he'll be ready maybe mid-May is the best guess right now. He's doing well and doing his throwing program. Won't be off the mound until later in March. But with him out, they need a fifth starter. A.J. Griffin, Nick Martinez, Chichi Gonzalez, and Dylan G, Michael Hosschild, the Rule 5 pick they want to see. Tyler Wagner's the guy they really like. They picked it for the Diamondbacks. So they got a lot of candidates for this spot. A.J. Griffin has to be the favorite. He, you know, won seven games for the Rangers last year. Looks good so far in spring, but that's probably the most competitive spot right now in camp.
We know about Dyson at the back end of the bullpen, but how do you think it sets up leading into Dyson and that bridge to the closer?
A lot of power, right-handed arms in the staff. Big key is Tanner Shepard. He's been hurt for 3 years, but the Rangers have hung with him, kept him on the roster. You know, this guy can throw 95, 96 miles an hour. If he's healthy, then they got Keona Kayla. They have Matt Bush, they got Tony Barnett. They got some power from the right side that can really bring it. And they just need a left-hander. They got Alex Claudio, who pitched well last year, but they're still looking for another left-hander. You know, Dylan G might be in the bullpen as a right-handed long man if he doesn't make the rotation. A couple spots, but those power arms that they have coming out of that bullpen, they really like.
Once Moreland left, it looked like the organization was looking internally for a replacement at first base. When they went out and signed a very familiar face in Mike Napoli, what does Mike coming back to the organization mean to the clubhouse and on the field as well?
Oh, huge in both ways. You know, they needed a bat in the lineup. You know, as Jeff Banister said, from a tactical standpoint, they needed the bat. They needed a guy hitting behind Adrian Beltre in front of Rougned Odor, who can drive in some runs, hit the ball out of the ballpark. So that was a big move. But Napoli, 8 playoff teams in 10 years, that's not a coincidence. The guy's a winner. He knows how to keep a clubhouse loose. He knows how to keep a clubhouse focused. And players just gravitate toward him. And they know his resume. They know where he's been. And they know he's got a World Series ring with the Red Sox. They know he was on the Rangers when they went to the World Series. Players look up to him, and I think that's a huge thing for them.
The infield's pretty well set, but left field remains a question mark. And Banister really has some options when it comes to both corner outfield positions and his DH. How do you think you see this shaping up during the season?
I think Shin-Soo Choo will play a lot of DH. I think the Rangers like him there. This is a guy they need his offense. You know, he's been hurt a lot last year or so, but his numbers have been very good when he's not hurt. They need him in the lineup. They need him at the top of the order. So I think he'll get most of it at DH. I think Mazzara will play right field. Big year for him, his second year in the big leagues. Rangers want to see if he can take a step up. Left field is wide open. I mean, they're going to look at Jerks Profar. They got Ryan Rua, who was their opening day left fielder in, a couple years ago. Delino DeShields, who I think is going to have a big camp, can play out there. Travis Snyder, Jared Hoyne, they got some options. They're even going to look at Joey Gallo. Who knows? He may surprise them this spring. They'll find somebody there. Ryan Rua is a very solid baseball player. They really thought he was going to be an everyday left fielder 2 years ago. Got hurt. It set him back. But, you know, this guy can still hit. So I think three guys watching this camp are Profar, Rua, and Delino DeShields.
Who are some younger players in the camp that you're keeping an eye out that Ranger fans may see maybe at the end of the season or in years to come?
Well, the big one is, I think, Jose Trevino. He's the young catcher they have. He was in Class A last year. He's their best catcher. Good hitter, really accomplished defensively. He's taken the big step this year from Class A to Double A Frisco. That's a big step for him. So that's a guy everybody needs to watch at Frisco, see how he makes that adjustment. And if he does that, that's really going to help this organization because they've traded a lot of catching in the past few years. Another guy to watch is Ronald Guzman, big first baseman. You know, he was signed at the same time as Mazzara. He hasn't advanced quite as quickly, but he had a very good season last year at Double A Frisco. I think he'll be at Triple A this year. And he's a guy that the Rangers really think can be a big-time hitter if he continues his development.
Final question for you. For someone that's covered Adrian Beltre for his entire career here with the Texas Rangers, how do you put in perspective his career and now his pursuit of 3,000 hits?
Well, you're watching one of the five best third basemen in the history of the game. I mean, you got to talk about George Brett, Mike Schmidt, obviously Brooks Robinson, a couple others, Ron Santa, whoever you want to throw out there. But we're watching one of the very best third basemen in the history of the game. It's like when we had Yvonne Rodriguez, and we knew he was one of the five best catchers in the history of the game. Now he's going into the Hall of Fame. Pretty soon we're going to see Adrian Beltre going to the Hall of Fame, unless he just keeps on playing. But, you know, you got to appreciate the fact that he's a Hall of Fame player. He's going to get his 3,000th hit this year, and that's a huge moment. I've never seen anybody get their 3,000th hit. I've seen the 500th home run, but 3,000 hit, that would be very special.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.